This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. A disclaimer again, we are still not on our regular set as there is still work happening. Of course, this weekend we are celebrating 15 years of WDW News Today. Both the website, the podcast, all everything started 15 years ago. So we're refreshing our set. We're setting up the museum out in the office. All sorts of fun stuff for those who will be attending in person or digitally. Over the weekend, our 15th anniversary event. Again, if you want to join us in person, events.wdwnt.com. Tickets are still available. And stream.wdwnt.com is where you can pick up that digital streaming ticket that allow you to watch stuff on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from right here at WDWNT Celebration. But now, with all that said, let's get on with the news for July 6th, 2022. After the Walt Disney Company delayed moving Imagineers and other employees to Lake Nona from 2023 to 2026, many of those employees have now backed out of buying homes here in Central Florida. Fox 35 spoke to some Central Florida realtors about the postponement, including Ken Pozick of Real Broker. He went on to explain that Real had 9 people cancel about $5 million in sales, quote, well over 6 figures in commissions. Quote, the majority of them were able to get money back, and some of them did walk away from deposits, Pozick said about the Disney employees. He thinks Disney's delay is due to the nation's labor shortage and other factors. Quote, they're putting people in temporary space and trying to relocate people when the stock is down. You just never know. I think there were so many moving parts and the market's doing its thing where it is it's a little unknown. So why rush something? Of course, some Imagineers and cast members have called for Disney to stop the move, some due to the political situation in Florida, some just because they don't want to work from here. Of course, others chose to leave the company rather than stay for the relocation. A man was caught and arrested for impersonating a hotel guest and a cast member as he took a gold necklace and an R2-D2 droid worth about $10,000, according to sheriff's reports detailing the man's scheme that unfolded across Disney property. David Proudfoot, 44, of Kissimmee, is facing several criminal charges, including grand theft. Proudfoot caught security's attention last month as he pushed a cart onto Epcot Resort's Boulevard to the Walt Disney World Swan Reserve. He wore a Disney World name tag that said David and a bright orange safety vest. The security officer noticed the behavior as suspicious and offered to assist the male with the cart onto the property. The male appeared confused about the location of the loading docks or proper procedures of the Swan Reserve. Security then called deputies to respond, the arrest report stated. Proudfoot claimed to be David Rogers and said he was a Walt Disney Company employee stationed at Disney's Yacht Club in their receiving division. But there were plenty of red flags that Proudfoot was lying. Disney security said there was no record of anybody with that name working in the company. The man whom Proudfoot claimed was his boss works in Burbank, California, and when Proudfoot, accompanied by the sheriff's office, went to the Yacht Club where he supposedly worked, he got lost. He clearly didn't know proper employee procedures. He couldn't open an employee locker where he claimed to have left his belongings. And finally, Proudfoot admitted his real name and showed deputies his driver's license. Authorities believe he was trying to distract them from the theft, so he led them around the Yacht Club. Proudfoot concealed his identity for 3.5 hours. Proudfoot then admitted he moved an R2-D2 droid worth between $6,000 and $10,000 from the Swan Hotel's third floor to an unknown location at the Swan Reserve. The report said Proudfoot was, quote, temporarily depriving the Swan Hotel of full use of that product. Details about the R2 unit were not given, but it's likely one of the stationary models used as a photo op. He says Star Wars Galaxy's Edge on. It's used at some of the resorts. Proudfoot also said he took a game machine called the Duck Catcher from the game center on the first floor of the Dolphin. The game was worth $3,500, according to another report. Proudfoot then told a sheriff sergeant, quote, he had an application for Walt Disney World security pending and was moving the items to show weaknesses in the security of the resorts in the hope of securing a better paying job at Walt Disney World. Sure, that'll work. Proudfoot is represented by the public defender's office, according to court records, and the office does not comment on cases, a representative told us. But what a story. Wild. And if that one wasn't enough, on to the next one, where a 44-year-old guest from Miami got into an argument with her husband when he brought his handgun to Walt Disney World on their family vacation. She didn't like that he owned a handgun in the first place. Within hours, that gun ended up getting the woman in trouble. She told authorities she had no idea the gun was in the family's cooler when she tried to enter Disney's Hollywood studios that morning. It ruined her family trip as she was banned from Disney property. She told authorities she packed a cooler with drinks and food for the family's day at the theme park. She assumed the 9mm Smith & Wesson handgun was a battery charger when she went through Disney security, according to the sheriff's incident report. The gun had a magazine with 12 rounds. The woman stated she did not have any idea that her husband's firearm was in the left pocket. She felt embarrassed about the situation, said the report detailing the latest incident of someone being caught with a handgun at Disney World. The woman arrived at the park carrying the cooler with the gun in it and pushing a stroller on May 28th. She set off Disney security detectors and then a bag check, and Disney security found the gun. The woman was trespassed from Disney property. The sheriff's office ruled there was a probable cause the woman was carrying a concealed firearm and forwarded the case to the state attorney's office. However, she has not been charged with a crime yet, so we are not naming her. The woman's husband bought the gun and got a concealed weapons permit a year earlier. She stated she disagreed with him having the firearm, the sheriff's report said. The woman hadn't previously been arrested or charged with a crime in the state of Florida before. Disney has announced the return of more character dining across Walt Disney World Resort, including breakfast at Ohana at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort, breakfast at the Cape May Cafe at the Beach Club, and the Crystal Palace in the Magic Kingdom for both lunch and dinner. On September 20th, some friends from the 100 Acre Woods will be rejoining the celebratory feasting for lunch and dinner at the Crystal Palace, a buffet with character featuring Winnie the Pooh and friends. At Disney's Polynesian Village Resort, get ready for some relaxing vibes as you treat yourself to some breakfast classics at the Ohana Best Friends Breakfast featuring Lilo and Stitch, which will return on September 27th. Over at the Beach Club Resort, you'll find Cape May Cafe, a New England-inspired spot serving up some tasty eats and an all-you-care-to-enjoy buffet. On October 4th, the Cape May Cafe Minnie's Beach Bash Breakfast will be making its exciting return. News Today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to the Walt Disney World Resort hotels. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. No two vehicle designs are the same, and just in time for summer, kids ride free. If you book your trip now through July 31st, you can enjoy free tickets for kids and reduced pricing for adults. Tickets do not need to be used during this time frame. To reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. A new Toy Story-inspired snack has replaced the Zurg Freeze at Anti-Gravity's Galactic Goodies in the Magic Kingdom. It's called the Alien Freeze. According to cast members, the Alien Freeze will be available for the month of July. It's $6.49, and it's blue raspberry slush with Dole Whip lime and sugared eyes. Disney has released a new Loungefly ear headband inspired by Pirates of the Caribbean at Walt Disney World. Guests and fashionable pirates alike can find this hidden gem at the Emporium in the Magic Kingdom. The ear headband is $39.99. While we're at the Magic Kingdom, we decided to try the newest additions to the Walt Disney World 50th anniversary goodies, one of them being the Magic Kingdom Club Eclair. This treat calls back to the loyalty program designed by Disney in the late 50s called the Magic Kingdom Club, originally used at Disneyland. Program offered discounts, rewards, and other related benefits. And of course, when Disney World opened in 1971, the Magic Kingdom Club was there as well. It disbanded in the year 2000, of course, when they brought about, I think it was called the Disney Club, which didn't last long, sadly, and then now there's nothing, kind of. I guess D23, kind of, but not really. The image on the chocolate is of the Magic Kingdom Club logo, often found on the coupons, tickets, and more. It's $6.49, and it's strawberry curd filling and whipped key lime panna cotta topped with a chocolate Magic Kingdom Club key. Also for the 50th is the Main Street Float, now available at the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor at the Magic Kingdom. The Main Street Float is $11.99. It's a root beer float with vanilla ice cream topped with whipped cream, caramel corn, and chocolate and peanut butter candy pieces. Meanwhile, at Pinocchio Village House, they are again celebrating It's a Small World, which is 50 years old at the Magic Kingdom, this time with the chicken souvlaki flatbread and the traditional baklava. The chicken souvlaki flatbread is $11.99 and features marinated chicken, tomatoes, cucumber, and tzatziki. The traditional baklava is $6.19, featuring flavors of Greece with walnut and honey simple syrup. Meanwhile, celebrating the Tiki Room is a Dole Whip-inspired dessert at Aloha Isle, the Fritz Freeze. The Fritz Freeze is $7.49. It's raspberry and vanilla soft serve over pineapple juice, garnished with a red chocolate feather. Just next door in Frontierland, there's been plenty of Pecos Bill-inspired treats from Golden Oak Outpost since the 50th began. Of course, like those previous dishes that came before, there was the Slewfoot Sioux and the Pecos Bill Widowmaker. The dish is named after the classic Pecos Bill short from Melody Time. The tenders are named after the cowboy himself as the Pecos Pico Tenders for $10.99. They're loaded chicken strips with sour cream, cheddar, and pico. And while the Magic Kingdom is celebrating its actual birthday this year, you can celebrate your unbirthday with the Merry Unbirthday Cupcake, available at the popcorn cart in front of Cinderella Castle. It's $6.50, and it's sprinkle-filled birthday cake-flavored cupcake with tea-infused buttercream. Then there's my personal favorite, the Devil's Chocolate Mousse Cake, inspired by Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, which is available at the Friar's Nook. Yes, that is a devil on a Magic Kingdom dessert, and it's, I love it. It's $7.99. It's crumbled devil's food cake, chocolate mousse pudding, milk chocolate whipped cream, and chocolate pearls. Then at Casey's Corner, you can pick up the brand new hot dog for the summer, the Chicago-style hot dog. The dog is served with French fries. It's being introduced as part of the 4th of July festivities, but it'll be available through August 11th. The Chicago-style hot dog is $11.99. It's Chicago relish, pico de gallo, and mustard. And be sure to let us know in the comments how much you disagree with that being called a Chicago dog. A quick reminder. Reviews of each and every one of these items can be found on our website. If you'd rather watch those reviews, the hot dog is featured in our 4th of July food review, and then all of that 50th anniversary food is in its own video right here on the channel. Our reporters work very hard to not only give you the reviews on the site, but also to record those reviews so you can watch them here. So check them out if you're curious about these new items and want to try them on your next visit. We stowed away on Casey Jr. to catch a ride to Big Top Souvenirs so we could try the new Orange Bird-inspired desserts. They're cute citrus snacks that are worth the trip. There's the Orange Bird Caramel Apple for $10.99, which is a classic caramel apple with white chocolate coating, dipped in orange sugar crystals for added texture and color. And then as well, the Orange Bird Cookie, which is $5.49, which is a classic jumbo sugar cookie, which is what you would expect. And the face is priceless, though. A new round of Canada Pavilion apparel and merchandise has arrived at Northwest Mercantile in the Epcot Canada Pavilion. Most of the new apparel reads The Great Outdoors and features Mickey fishing next to a mountain. You can check it all out at WWNT.com. Enter the fifth dimension in style with this new glow-in-the-dark Loungefly ear headband inspired by the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. It's available in Tower Hotel Gifts at Disney's Hollywood Studios. It retails for $39.99. It's pretty cool. For July, Salt and Straw at Disney Springs is serving up Berries, Berries, Berries. 5 limited edition berry flavors are available as part of that line, and we reviewed them all. There's the Goat Cheese Marionberry Habanero, which is tangy goat cheese ice cream swirled with a fruity, fiery Marionberry and habanero jam. Birthday Cakes and Blackberries, which is hunks of rainbow-sprinkled birthday crumble and blackberry jam swirl throughout a double vanilla ice cream. The Wild Foraged Berry Slab Pie, which is wild berry pie filling and bits of double-baked pie crust flowing through a salted vanilla ice cream. Basharam's Yogurt Lassie with Raspberries is delicate rosewater and cardamom ice cream, coalescing with ripples of raspberry jam infused with toasted white cumin seeds. And it's made with guest chef Besharam's Hina Patel. Then there's also Boysenberry Oat Milk Sherbet, which is vegan. It's juicy boysenberries coupled with a touch of oat milk, making for the eponymous sherbet of the summer. And then at Gideon's Bakehouse, they're celebrating Florida this July with the return of the Orange Pecan Chocolate Chip Cookie, which was first available in April of 2021. It'll be available through August 14th, my birthday, as it's part of the Flavors of Florida. The Orange Pecan Chocolate Chip Cookie is $6. It's vanilla bean cookie dough fused with orange and mixed with dark chocolates. To add some crunch, the exterior is covered in delightful South Florida pecan pralines and a very special candied orange peel. Also returning this month is the Banana Bread Chocolate Chip Cookie, which originally debuted in January of this year. Then there is the Ganachery, which is known for its delicious desserts like boozy chocolate. So we went to check out what was new over there. They had the Mighty Thor's Chocolate Hammer for $35. It's milk chocolate hammer that looks almost real with an interior glow cube and airbrushed exterior. Small cracks in the base let out a tiny glow for some magical realism. There's also Baymax S'more for $8.50. It's a Baymax S'more made to order by cast members at the Ganachery. It's a graham cracker cookie with melted milk chocolate and a toasted marshmallow. Last but not least, we stopped at Everglaze Donuts and Cold Brew in the Springs to try the newest donuts, the Thai-licious and the Black Raspberry Beret. Came for the unusual flavors at Everglaze, and they, of course, did not disappoint with that. But, of course, maybe these donuts aren't for everyone. You might want to check out the reviews. The Black Raspberry Beret is $5.75. It has goat cheese, raspberry icing, frosted flakes, and black raspberry filling. The Thai-licious is $5.75. It's spicy chili lime, PB, grilled pineapple, and sesame seeds. Mind you, again, for all this Disney Springs food, we do have these reviews on the site as well. But Maddie went to Disney Springs and tried all of this in one day, and she survived. So you should give that a watch for her sake. You know, give her a nice positive comment below that video. Give her some encouragement, please. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. A quick reminder, as of tomorrow night, on July 7th, as we kick off our 15th anniversary celebration, WDW News Tonight has moved to the WDWNT TV channel. Of course, you could just search for WDWNT TV right here on YouTube to find the channel. If not, just punch in WDWNT.TV as a URL, hit enter, and you'll find the channel. Again, that is the new home for WDW News Tonight starting tomorrow night. We are no longer on this channel as well. Of course, Boxed In on Friday nights, Park Center on Sundays, Deep in the Plus, a lot of great programming over there on the WDWNT TV channel. So make sure you go subscribe over there and give us some love. Give us some support over there on the new channel. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today, and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, everybody.
WDW News Tonight is our weekly comedy show combining the news of the week, comedy segments, thoughtful discussions, insane characters, parody commercials, games, and more. Watch live on Thursdays at 9 p.m. and become a Wigs member to get access to a bonus post-show. Watch WDW News Tonight episodes anytime and live on YouTube, or get the audio-only version on iTunes and other podcast services.